throwing the ball when they need to keep defenses off balance.
This is Engelhardt's third start on varsity at quarterback. He's actually attempted 8 passes already, completed 3 of them for 48 yards. He's ran the ball only 4 times, but does have a touchdown in the record books. So he will play an interesting role tonight, because if they ask him to throw it, and I believe they do, and it's a typical wing T offense, I believe they ask him to throw it about once a quarter, maybe 4 or 5 times, depending on game flow. Those completions will be huge if USA is going to upset the Lakers on the road tonight.
Engelhardt 3-8 on the season through the air for 48 yards, but no touchdowns. On the other side of the ball, USA struggled in the first week of the season, allowing 26 points at home against Reese, giving up a total of 349 yards of offense. But last week, Eric Gardy and the Patriot defense turned the dial up to a 9 against the Green Devils, shutting them out 53-0.
Absolutely no sacks, but 2 interceptions in that Reese game. They allowed 134 yards passing, which is not what you want to do. Don't expect the Lakers to throw it that much either. So the focal point for both of these defenses is going to be stopping the opposing run game. Last week against Brown City, they had 5 sacks and forced 2 turnovers on defense. That's what they're looking for.
Last year, the Patriots shut out the Lakers 38-0 with a victory tonight. It would be the first time since 2016 that USA will have won back-to-back games against the Green and White. It's time for another short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the home team, the Elton Vision Bayport Lakers, is all right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Eager Valley Services.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Here in Auto Parts, your Auto Value Store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in Auto Value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go-to Auto Value Store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value Store, here on Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference, we get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole with your call tonight from Laker Country. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers hosting the USA Patriots in their second home game of the season. For the seventh time in 8 years, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers have a 2-0 record to start the season. Steve Erberg is now in his fourth season as the head coach for the storied Green and White program, one of just three schools in Huron County to win a state title. Their opponent tonight, the USA Patriots, also in that exclusive club. A year ago, the Lakers were a young and mostly inexperienced squad going 6-3 through the regular season. They took their lickings and punches, including a shutout loss to both Cass City and USA. But now they're back with a talent-heavy squad ready to take on the top teams in the Greater West.
Absolutely. It's the beginning of the wild, wild west, and it starts right at the head coaching spot. Coach Verberg has won 7 games minimum in every season he's coached. He's actually 4-3 against the rivals USA and Cass City overall. And you got to point out the fact that he brought the double wing offense over here. Very unique. They're the only ones around that run it, and they do run it very, very well, but it has a little bit of a gimmicky feel to it at times, but you still have to remain disciplined. You have to understand where they're trying to go with the football. No different than a wing tee, gap presence, and tackling in open space, still very important.
The Lakers have a new quarterback this season, replacing Bryce Sears due to graduation. At the helm now for the Green and White is a sophomore by the name of Connor McCain. He has gotten plenty of reps the last 2 weeks en route to 2 dominating victories and has shown that he can air the ball out with quite the precision.
Absolutely, and I love when coaches do this. You got to find out what he's got, and you know some point in the season, maybe it'd be playoff time, you're going to have to throw it once in a while. He's 7-14. He doesn't have a TD, but has thrown a pick. However, he's done a very good job. 50% is not too bad as a sophomore, and his top receivers have been Collison Russell and Ethan Wisner, both with a couple catches.
In the backfield, Lakers brings back a flurry of talent. All three running backs return for their second year on varsity, yet none of them are even seniors. Wingback Zach Kretschmer and Logan Collison Russell are both juniors, and the fullback Ethan Wisner is just a sophomore. They certainly don't run like it.
No, it feels like these guys have been around for a long time. Kretschmer, just a junior. He's already had 389 yards in the backfield on the season already. Ethan Wisner, the fullback, a household name here lately. The Wisners are always great athletes. He had 2 touchdowns in week 1 against Carroll. He averages 11 yards per carry, and probably the guy who's third on the list with touches but equal distribution. The unknown one for me is Logan Collison Russell. Really looking forward to see what he does. He's already got 3 touchdowns on the ground this year. He averages 8 yards a carry, so no slouch in his own right.
One of the keys to Lakers' ability to run the ball this year is a sizable offensive line. With 6 of the front 7 all being seniors, one of which a 4-year starter, they understand the offense, and as a result, the Lakers have averaged 387 rushing yards per game through 2 games.
Yeah, that guy you mentioned, it starts with 78, Blake Smithers. You'll hear that name called a lot on defense. USA will have to game plan around him. Run away from him, double teams will be necessary. But Dawson Nagy and Weston Bowles are two very much big-time guys. They don't get the hype that Blake Smithers does, but they feed off of him. When the people double-team Blake Smithers, Nagy and Bowles get single coverage out there, so that's their job, is to win those one-on-one battles when other teams decide to double-team 78.
We are just 12 minutes away from kicking off one of the classic matchups in the Greater West with the divisional title up for grabs. The USA Patriots are on the road taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Keep it locked on. Your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Up next, a direct comparison between the Lakers and Patriots.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhones, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.